Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
The Bears rookie class and members from the organization traveled to Washington, Illinois, as the community there still needs a great deal of assistance from November's devastating tornadoes.
The group focused on debris removal, while Rust-Oleum Corporation provided volunteers and supplies.
The first stop was the flag-raising ceremony at Washington Town Square, because it's where the city was founded. It's also where the same flag flown at Soldier Field the day of the Washington tornadoes will be flown high again.
Somebody had an American flag that they sent me. The letter was from Michael P. Kelly, the general superintendent and CEO of the Chicago Park District. And the letter read, "Mayor Menier, please accept this American flag as a symbol of our empathy for the people of Washington. It would be an honor for us if the flag flew again in the city of Washington."
The players and volunteers were then dispersed to various locations throughout Washington.
Much of the town still needs help with the cleanup. The Bears were here within the first month to counsel the football team, which is really the pride and joy of the Washington community. And the Bears promised back then that they would be back. And today is really the culmination of fulfilling that promise. And it means so much to the Washington community.
Clark Smith and his wife took shelter in their basement during the tornado. They started to smell natural gas, and when they tried to get out, they noticed the stairs were blocked.
We started digging out. My wife heard voices out through the hole. She yelled for help, and people came. By that time, I got my hand up through the rubble far enough they could see where the stairs were, came and dug us out, drug us out.
Jim Miller was trying to salvage the deck at his son's house before it was scheduled to be torn down.
Of course, it's destroyed. Come Monday, it's coming for the wrecking balls coming. The house is only 2 years old. Unbelievable. This one here was on the world news. There was a Mustang, a red Mustang, sitting out here in the front yard, deposited from somewhere. Not his.
John Crow and his family were at church when the sirens went off. On their way home, the houses were intact until a block before theirs. When they rounded the corner approaching their home, it was gone.
Our dog was at home, and so we came out, we got out of our car at the end of the street. Debris was everywhere. We couldn't even pull down our street to get to our driveway. But we kind of walked around a little bit for maybe 10 minutes and called the dog's name. Didn't find anything. 3 days later, we found the dog. She was right down by the deck in the corner, and this wall had fallen over her. And she hopped right out of there.
The day before the Bears' trip to Washington, John received a call that his daughter's blanket was found more than 50 miles away from their home.
My daughter's, the first blanket she got that my aunt made, it was a quilt, and it had her name and her birth date on it. And we got a call from the Washington Library yesterday that somebody sent it to them. And we opened the box, and it had a nice letter in it. A family in Streeter that has been praying for us ever since they found it, looking for us, trying to return it. So, yeah, we got a call about this blanket, and we went and picked it up, and it's got a couple holes in it, but it washed up pretty good, and she was pretty excited about it.
John and his family are hoping to have a house again by December. John's in-laws also lost their home and are in the process of rebuilding.
I looked out, and the tornado was across the street. So that's when I ran back down to the basement. We said a quick prayer, and that's when the tornado hit.
The players and volunteers heard over and over again how grateful the community is for all their help and the outpour of assistance they've received from people everywhere.
The thing that's the most amazing to me is the people that came from Chicago, from Indiana, just showed up to help. These tarps were put down by volunteers. We needed anything to convince us of the goodness of people, why this has been it.
Anthony, the mayor of Washington said that he hopes the Bears will be back after the season with the Super Bowl trophy. So he said he hopes the Bears pay a visit with that Lombardi trophy. And a big thanks again to all the members of the Bears organization and Rust-Oleum for helping the residents of Washington.